Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and yes, it's true. The central piece of Obamacare starts today, even though parts of the federal government are shutting down. They are the health insurance exchanges, and we have your New York State Health Commissioner here to explain who's eligible and how to do it. He is Dr. Nirav Shah. Dr. Shah, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
And listeners, you can call up if you have general questions about the New York Health Exchange, 212-433-WNYC. And we won't ask Dr. Shah to get too much into the weeds about personal situations, but I think many of your questions about your situation will relate to larger issues that affect a lot of people looking to sign up. So give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, or you can post your question to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. And Dr. Shah, we have a subsidy calculator tool developed by the Kaiser Family Foundation on our site that will give people a rough idea of what kinds of subsidies they can get for these insurance policies based on their income and family situation. Folks, you can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for that. So here's a theoretical example we plugged in this morning, and I want to get your take on it. Family of four, two kids, two 40-year-old adults, household income of $50,000, about the state average. The total premium would be $9,700 a year for this family of four. You could receive a government subsidy of 65% of that, or about $6,300 off your $9,700, which is pretty good, I guess, paying a premium of $3,300 a year for that family of four. But that's not eligible, or people would not be eligible for that with all of the plans, right? Because there are four steps from least coverage to most coverage, and these subsidies only apply to certain plans?
Certainly. And what it is depending on your situation, we actually try to refer folks directly not to the Kaiser website, but to our newyorkstateofhealth.ny.gov website. That has New York State specific numbers with our plans available, the plans available in your region, wherever you may be, whether it's in Buffalo or in the Bronx, and that'll give you the best estimates of what you will be paying out of pocket, whether you're an individual or whether you're a family of four. Plans in all the metal tiers, those are platinum, gold, silver, and bronze, will cover the required essential health benefits and will be eligible for those tax credits.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what else are the differences? You could go into this a little bit between the various levels of plans. I guess bronze is the lowest, right? It's like the Olympic medals plus platinum.
So the difference is what kind of dollars you'll be paying out of pocket, either in the form of copays or as deductibles before the coverage starts to kick in. We estimate that for most people, silver or higher, that means silver, gold, or platinum level plan, would be best for your full coverage. It's when you think of insurance and you're covered, you're thinking generally silver or higher. It is something that you will see as an individual. People tend to gravitate toward the lowest cost initially, but when you go and dive deeper and you look at the networks available and the out-of-pocket copays and deductibles, silver is what we're steering people toward.
Let's take a phone call. Here's Tim on Staten Island. Tim, you're on WNYC with the New York State Health Commissioner. Hi.
Hi. Thanks. My question is this. I'm 60 years old, and I'm self-employed, and I currently have health insurance. However, my provider, Emblem, I got a letter from them the other day, and they are dropping me as of December 31st. They are no longer going to cover sole proprietors, et cetera. And what they're suggesting is I go through the exchanges. Now, is this happening across the board in New York State among private insurers, where there are people like me who do have their own health insurance but are going to lose it? And secondly, because I am currently insured, and because I'm 60, so I'm not the young, perfectly healthy people that
Whoops, I think we lost Tim's line, but I think his question probably will apply to a lot of people. Do you expect folks who are privately insured right now, not through their employer, to be dropped by their insurance companies? And would they be better off in any case buying from the exchanges, even if they do have a choice?
In fact, almost everyone will be better off going through the exchange. We're estimating that folks like Tim, who are buying on the exchange, will see the average cost for their premium drop in half by over 53%. So it is in his best interest to go on the exchange website and see what options are available. He'll be surprised to find that actually probably his providers are covered under one or more of the plans offered. You can check on the website and find who's in each provider network. And because there are 16 plans across the state, there's more or fewer depending on where you live, there is a lot of choice. So it's a big win for him, and I encourage anyone in his situation, and I don't think there will be many like him getting dropped, to go on the exchange website because you will see real savings in your out-of-pocket spend.
By the way, I see you're a hit, although it's not necessarily that good a thing right now. 2 million visits in the first 2 hours of the New York State site launch, which is creating login issues. Can you tell us what's happening?
Yeah, we have a tremendous interest in our website, and most people are actually trying to go to the tax calculator. This is true both on the website and with our customer service call centers. I was just speaking to one of the customer service specialists, Ibonica, who says that the vast majority of the calls she's received so far are about the tax credit. There was a 39-year-old father from Queens who called and said he wants to sign up as fast as he can, but he doesn't have internet. And so he was able to give his information over the phone, and we will call him back at a later date when he has all of his information together. So you can either go on the website, you can call the customer service call center at 1-855-355-5777. Obviously, after this peak initial interest period, I think things will open up very quickly.
Let's take another call. Estella in White Plains. You're on WNYC. Hi, Estella.
Hi, good morning. Hello?
Yes, you have a question for the health commissioner?
Yes, I have a question. People who live in this country with no legal status, can we apply for exchange?
So the issue, the question related to legal status and whether you can apply for the exchange. Certainly your children can be covered under Child Health Plus, and depending on the level of documentation you have, you should certainly go on the website and see what you're eligible for. All of the information that you input on the website is confidential. You can certainly speak with a customer service representative. Some folks have mixed families with mixed immigration status, and we can work through those issues with you. This exchange will only cover legal citizens, but there may be other options available to you, for example, emergency Medicaid and other things.
And Estella, good luck. Thank you for your call. We have a call from a vet. I'm not going to take it. I'm just going to answer his question and have you confirm it, Dr. Shah, an Army vet who says he gets care from the VA, and ask how will Obamacare work with that. And really, he's not affected by this. He just continues to get the same VA insurance that he has now, or VA care, correct?
Correct. The VA is a separate system with a good number of benefits. It is not affected by the exchange.
And Milton in Queens. You're on WNYC. Hi, Milton.
Yeah, hi. I have a similar question. I'm over 65. I'm getting Medicare, and I get Blue Cross, Blue Shield, secondary, the Empire plan. Will this affect me, or will it affect me down the road?
It probably will not affect you. At this point, you already have high-quality insurance, and you're getting what you need with Medicare. The exchange is really targeted for those individuals with lower incomes who do not have access to any insurance as of now.
Thank you for your call, Milton. So Medicare recipients, no impact, including on their supplemental plans. People who get their health care through VA insurance, no impact. How about people on Medicaid?
So folks on Medicaid, there are a small expansion in the state of New York for childless adults between 100 and 138% poverty level. Other than that, Medicaid in New York already covered the vast majority of the expansion that other states saw. So there's a slight increase in the folks eligible. Certainly, folks who don't qualify or are in that gray zone beyond Medicaid will qualify for the exchange and should be encouraged to purchase on the exchange.
And what income is 150% of the poverty level?
The folks for financial assistance will be available for those individuals making $45,960 or less, and for a family of four, it's $94,200 or less. Those will be getting financial assistance. Beyond that, you can certainly still apply on the exchange and get health insurance. And we estimate that a full three-quarters of individuals who ultimately enroll will qualify for some type of financial assistance.
It's the New York State Health Commissioner with us for a few more minutes here on WNYC, Dr. Nirav Shah, answering your questions on day one of the Obamacare exchanges being open for your browsing pleasure. And Enid in Madison, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Enid.
Hi, good morning. I have a question, and I may have some misinformation, so I'm hoping for correction if it is wrong, but that each state has got its own set of rates. And my understanding was here in New Jersey, the rates are going to be significantly higher than in New York. And I was talking to some friends who are needing to get insurance through the program and exchange. And when they took a look to see what the premiums were in New Jersey, they were told they would be astronomical. And so I said to him, jokingly, well, have you thought about moving to Staten Island? I thought that the rates in New York were going to be significantly lower. He said, you know, that's a damn good idea. And I'm wondering if that's actually accurate.
You know, you're actually not far off the mark. New York is a great place to move to, whether or not it's for the health benefit exchange, but it is going to vary differently based not only on the state but in the region of the state. So that's why it is eligible to New Yorkers. Every state is doing something slightly different. There are just over about a dozen states that are building their own exchanges, but then the federal government is going to step in for the more than half of the states to build a federal exchange. New York exchange is the one that will give you the best information for just New Yorkers. New Jersey has different plans available.
But the New York rates for people who are demographically the same will be cheaper than the New Jersey rates, which was, you know, the foundation of her question. Or do you think that's not true?
I think it depends on so many variables, including the risk and the density and where you live, and that's why they vary. It's hard to say that across the board we will be cheaper. We know that we have seen rates drop 53%, and that ultimately it varies on your age, your demographics, where you live, what other plans are available, who else is competing on the marketplace, and all of those factors go in. So it's hard to give a blanket answer. I would say that when you're looking across the border into Staten Island or greater New York City, a lot of plans are competing, and that's why the rates tend to be lower where there's a lot of competition relative to sparse areas or not so densely populated areas in New Jersey.
So Enid, your friend, and anybody else listening in either state or any state can go on various states' health exchange websites, do that pricing, and if that really determines where you might live, then decide whether to move to Staten Island or move to Patterson or wherever it might be. Jesse in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. I'm a big fan. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have a small business with just one other person as a partner. I get my insurance right now through the Freelancers Union, and I'm wondering if I can apply as a I don't know if I need to apply to New York as an individual, as a small business, as a self-employed person. I understand if you're in a business just as one person, you're self-employed, but there's two of us.
Yeah, so there, freelancers is one of the options available to you on the health benefit exchange, and I encourage you to go and compare both options available. The choices available as a small business are great. You can pick one plan for yourself. Your one employee can pick a different plan for him or herself as well. That's the benefit. You'll have more choice and you'll have the options. So depending on what your needs are, you can decide to either go individual or small business at the get-go.
By the way, the websites, and Jesse, thank you. Going back to the New York, New Jersey question, tell me if I have the web addresses right. in New York. It's nystateofhealth.ny.gov. Is that where people go for your exchange? nystateofhealth.ny.gov. In New Jersey, it's healthcare.gov. I just see it as healthcare.gov to get to the New Jersey exchange. Two quick questions, Dr. Shah, before you go that are off topic. One is about hospitals. The closing of St. Vincent's in Manhattan and the plan to close Lich in Brooklyn, as you know, became mayoral campaign issues. And we've been talking about them a lot on the show, but I want to try to clear up one thing. Of course, this has been such an emotional issue that Bill de Blasio even got himself arrested at a Lich protest as part of his campaign. But my understanding is the state's position, your position, is that in reality there are still too many hospital beds in New York City and they need to consolidate more. So can you explain what you think people concerned about their neighborhood hospitals might be missing here?
What we're trying to make sure is that every New Yorker has access to high-quality health care that meets their needs. And the issue has been, if you look across the entire borough of Brooklyn, across the borough, based on our best estimates and based on how many people need hospital beds, there are probably around 1,000 extra hospital beds. We're not saying that your hospital bed is extra or that one needs to stay. What we're suggesting is that there's too much hospital care and not enough primary care. So what we're trying to do as an administration is to right-size it and get the right mix of services for each neighborhood. That may be increasing primary care. It may be making sure there's access to a 24-hour emergency room or urgent center. There may be a need for a transplant center in one area, but not in four different hospitals across the street from each other. And trying to figure out how to get that, to get there over a short period of time has been very difficult. We're trying to work with everyone to understand exactly what the needs are in a given neighborhood and try to meet those needs as quickly as possible.
And one other thing, we noticed your op-ed in the Journal of the American Medical Association about New York implementing its first of its kind mandate for the use of masks in all unvaccinated healthcare personnel pertaining to the flu shot for this coming flu season. This is including hospitals, nursing homes, diagnostic and treatment centers, home care agencies, and hospices. And we know there's been pushback from healthcare workers. What would you say to them briefly and to the public about this?
You know, we're very excited that under Governor Cuomo's leadership, we've been able to protect New Yorkers, whether they are the workers in these facilities, their families at home, or the patients that they care for with this mask mandate. The mask mandate is really about choice. It's about making sure that your patients have the choice to receive health care in a place where they won't get the flu. Folks who are in these institutions have weaker immune systems and don't get as much protection from a flu shot as hospital workers, nurses, and other healthcare workers. Our goal in this policy is to make sure that people who do seek healthcare get it in the safest settings possible. And in fact, I've got really strong support from VNS, from 1199 SEIU, George Gresham, and others across the healthcare worker spectrum supporting this policy of the governor's. And I think this will be a national model very quickly.
All right. And just to wrap up, again, this is, of course, day one of the Obamacare health insurance exchanges. And in New York, there are some 2.7 million people under the age of 65 who do not have insurance. You can now go shopping on the New York State Exchange. And, of course, everybody in every state can go on your own state's exchange website. And Dr. Shah, would you, as you leave here, would you recommend that people wait until after today, since it sounds like you've already had 2 million visitors in these first few hours, and as a result, people are having login problems?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much of a problem for much longer. I would suggest that if people have any problems, just call back later in the day or check on the website later in the afternoon or evening. You can sign up as late as December 15th, as if all your paperwork is ready and with you, to still have insurance start on January 1st. So there is no urgency. You don't have to sign up today if you want your benefits to start on January 1st. And certainly we will be calling folks back if they don't have all their information. Again, the number is 855-355-5777, and the website is nystateofhealth.ny.gov.
And to be clear, these policies take effect on January 1st. If you sign up for one of these insurance policies today, you're not covered today. You're covered on January 1st, but the shopping period opens today. And you said closes on December 15th?
No, it closes on March 31st of next year. But if you sign up as late as December, you'll still have policies that start on January 1st.
Dr. Nirav Shah, the New York State Health Commissioner, we always appreciate when you come on with us and answer questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.